Oakland Mayor, Alameda County District Attorney face recall elections November 5. Bay Area voters will decide November 5 if Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao and Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price should be recalled from office and replaced. Proponents of the recall efforts say public safety is a primary concern in the community, with crime, homelessness, and drug addiction cited by some. Another issue is Oakland's budget shortfall, estimated at about $177 million. Supporters of the mayor, meanwhile, say that a successful recall risks plunging the city into political chaos and setting the city back. The campaign to recall Tao is critical of the mayor's decision to fire former police chief Luron Armstrong and what they say is a crisis of crime, including open-air drug markets and chop shops, in the city. Lives have been lost, property destroyed, businesses have shut down, and fear and collective trauma are daily occurrences for Oaklanders, the campaign website reads. Supporters also suggest officials are partly responsible for the loss of businesses, including restaurants, hotels, and pharmacies, in the past year. While some critical of the recall efforts have questioned whether the process is democratic, supporters say the action, allowed in 19 states and at least 30 jurisdictions, is an example of democracy in action. Groups supporting the mayor include the Alameda County Democratic Party, some labor unions, and the Local 55 chapter of the International Association of Firefighters, among others. A campaign for the mayor, Oaklanders Defending Democracy, said a successful recall would be a jolt to the city. The recall effort against Mayor Sheng Tao not only threatens Oakland's progress but risks plunging the city into political chaos at a critical time, the group wrote on its website. If Tao is recalled, the city council president would take her place until a special election is held within 120 days. The mayor's seat would again be on the ballot in 2026 as part of the regularly scheduled election process. Her supporters said the process would create a leadership vacuum that could create instability and jeopardize the city's ability to address critical issues effectively. This recall threatens to undo the strides we've made, jeopardizing the city's future at a time when stable, consistent leadership is more important than ever, the campaign wrote. Oaklanders deserve consistent leadership that can build on the work already in motion, not political turmoil that sets the city back. Alameda County's district attorney has faced criticism from other elected officials and some members of the public after violent crime and vehicle thefts spiked last year. Price's lack of action in prosecuting some cases and decision not to use state resources led to pushback from Governor Gavin Newsom. After the district attorney failed to use three state prosecutors offered by the governor to help the county with criminal cases, he expressed frustration with a lack of engagement and pulled the resources in July. It was clear to me that there wasn't a sincere commitment to follow through on the offer, Newsom said during a press conference at the time in response to a question from the Epoch Times. Save Alameda for Everyone, better known as SAFE, the campaign to recall Price, submitted about 123,000 signatures in March to put the matter on the ballot. SAFE began the recall for victims and their families as they were ignored by Price, the group wrote October 10 on X. If the recall is approved by voters, the county's Board of Supervisors will appoint a new district attorney in January or February 2025. Price is not eligible for consideration. The seat will be back on the ballot in 2026. Price said her recall could destabilize the county. Are we going to let me do my job, or are we going to plunge the system into chaos? Price said. If this recall is successful, this community will have no voice and no vote. She acknowledged challenges exist for all involved in the legal system but said she is working on resolving complex issues. This system is broken, Price said during a rally October 16. It's not working whether you're the person who's a victim of crime, the person who committed the crime. Supporters said the district attorney, with a background in civil rights, deserves to keep her job because she prioritizes the disadvantaged. Pamela Price approaches her role as district attorney with a steadfast commitment to equity while supporting victims and holding people who do harm accountable, her campaign wrote on its website. By supporting Pamela Price, we ensure that our district attorney's office remains dedicated to the core principles of transparency, equity, and accountability. The Epoch Times reached out to Tao and Price for comment but did not receive a response before publication.